The Fed decided today that they're going to raise things three quarters, 750 basis points, 75 basis points. Scott Nations, who's a great author and joins us frequently, especially when the Fed does some talking. No big surprises here today, right, Scott?
Well, there was a little bit of a disappointment. You're right about the headline number. The Fed was expected to raise the Fed funds rate by 75 basis points, and that's what we got.
Okay.
And so everybody looks at the stock market and says, oh, my God, what happened? Well, Chairman Powell in his press conference a little bit later in the day said, you know, we may not raise rates as much at each of the meetings, but we're still going to keep raising rates, and we may actually end up raising them more than you expect, and the market, stock market hates that.
Oh, boy, do they ever. And there also seemed to be some indication that they may stay up longer than people would like. Andrew, I got a couple clips from the meeting. Andrew Harris on the other side of the glass. You mind playing these clips? I want to get your interpretation of a few things that Jerome Powell said. Okay, Scott?
Yeah.
All right, well, we started talking, and Jerome Powell started talking on clip number one about inflation projections.
Despite elevated inflation, longer-term inflation expectations appear to remain well-anchored, as reflected in a broad range of surveys of households, businesses, and forecasters, as well as measures from financial markets. But that is not grounds for complacency. The longer the current bout of high inflation continues, the greater the chance that expectations of higher inflation will become entrenched.
I got lost. Scott, walk it through. Help me walk through it.
Well, let's look at this. Let's talk about the second part of that first. He's saying that inflation is high. And as we measure inflation currently, it is high by almost any measure. The first part of that, when he's talking about expectations, that's really amorphous. He's saying people don't expect inflation to be, you know, really high for really long. But that doesn't matter. I mean, This is a really goofy quote, because the Fed needs to pay attention to what the data says. Mm-hmm. They often say that they're data dependent. So I think he's trying to put a happy face on a pretty unfortunate situation as far as inflation is concerned.
Right. It seemed to be that, well, no, we don't think inflation will stick around for all that long. But if inflation sticks around for all that long, it's going to stick around for all that long. Like, yeah, that... I'm sure they have a better way of saying it. Maybe he just didn't use the best words. Let's go ahead, Andrew, and get clip number two.
Financial conditions have tightened significantly in response to our policy actions, and we are seeing the effects on demand in the most interest rate sensitive sectors of the economy, such as housing. It will take time, however, for the full effects of monetary restraint to be realized, especially on inflation. That's why we say in our statement that in determining the pace of future increases in the target range, we will take into account the cumulative tightening of monetary policy and the lags with which monetary policy affects economic activity and inflation.
Just rolls off his tongue, Scott. Just kind of goes in one ear and out the other sometimes for me. What was he talking about there?
What he's saying is that the way for the Fed to defeat inflation is to raise prices. And so how does that impact inflation, or I'm sorry, to raise interest rates. How does that impact inflation? Well, it makes it more expensive to spend money. You know, you take money out of savings, or you avoid putting money into savings to buy stuff. Well, you may not be so quick to do that if interest rates are higher. That's what he is saying there. And we know that to be the case. The part about the lag is what he's saying is that in doing that, it will take some time for that effect to percolate through the market. And so if the Fed raises rates now, we may not see it positively impact inflation for some time. That's really all he's saying. He's saying, you know, don't worry if we raise rates today and inflation doesn't come down a bunch next month.
My question is, though, and I think this is some people's worry, is that they keep on raising rates because if they're using the inflation data as sort of their barometer, and it's not going down all that quickly, and they keep on accelerating with these raises in the tax in the interest rate, if they know that if there's a lag, could they keep raising it too far? I imagine some people are concerned they're going to keep on raising it before they see the inflation number where they want, but by then they've already broken it.
That's a great question. I think that there are a couple of things going on here. I think everybody agrees now that the Fed just waited way too long to begin raising rates. at the time, they would have said, well, we don't see the price of a gallon of milk or of a loaf of bread going up, and so there's no inflation. And everybody else in the world was saying, well, look at asset prices, look at housing prices and bond prices and stock prices. And so I think it's obvious that they just waited too long. And so, to your point, they're going to hustle right now when it comes to raising rates. The other thing he did say elsewhere in his statement is that they would rather err on the side of raising too much, that is, doing too much, than raising not enough and not being able to tamp down inflation. So that's just what you have to expect in the future from the Fed. They're going to be pretty aggressive. Each increase may be a little bit smaller than we expected. The cumulative increase will be higher than we had expected.
Right, and that take your medicine now because it's going to keep you healthier in the long run is a little bit what is getting into clip number three here.
Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices in the longer run. The historical record cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy. We will stay the course until the job is done.
That's a little bit of take your medicine, right?
Yeah, it's he doesn't say it, but the context there is, you know, we screwed up before. We didn't start raising early enough. And so now we really have to do our job. And you're absolutely right. Another way to put it, good way to put it would be, well, you know, we had a really, really, really nice run because rates were too low for too long, and now we're going to have to raise rates to tamp down inflation. One thing really quickly, the Fed has this goofy tendency. What we call inflation, they call price stability. Mm-hmm. They're the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, and it felt like he danced around saying the R word there at all. Increased issues in labor and prices and all that. It sounded like a long way of saying, yeah, there may be a recession on our way, but it's all for the overall economic health in the long run.
Right. And when he says below trend growth, he's not necessarily saying inflation, which has a pretty specific definition, but he's saying that growth is not going to be anywhere near the halcyon days that we've enjoyed recently. You know, quickly, the other thing he does talk about is jobs. I don't think they're going to let rates modulate as long as we continue to see good news in the job front. As
right.
long as the rate remains low, that is, the unemployment rate remains low, then it's off to the races for the Fed.
Sounds good. Scott Nations, author of The Anxious Investor, Mastering the Mental Game of Investing. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks so much.